affected minorities. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
We may soon be able to get ancient manuscripts at the touch of a button. That's a goal beginning to be realized in a joint product, a project, rather, of the Vatican Library and Oxford University, which put the first of what will be 1.5 million pages of ancient manuscripts online, part of a 4-year deal. Greek manuscripts.
Well, I picked up the paper this morning, and it can't be too nice.
The best thing in life are brand new. The world has changed. The old ways of saving for retirement, they're gone forever. Today, you need Legacy Financial Strategies. Legacy Financial Strategies offers you the safe retirement roadmap you're looking for. Plus, tax-free retirement solution. That's right, tax-free retirement solution. To set up your free review, log on to leavealegacy.com. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Today, you need Legacy Financial Strategies. And make sure to listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Show. Saturday mornings at 11 on AM 600 WSON.
I wish I could do everything possible to sabotage your agenda, because your agenda is anti-American, because your agenda is anti-free market and anti-private property, because your agenda is an attack on the individual. I, personally, will do whatever I can to sabotage such an agenda, obstruct it, hurt it, because I'm coming after you all the time.
Weekdays, 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Well, they started to see
Javelin.
Welcome to Afternoon for Trade the Emperor In, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and gets you thinking about things going on in your world. Local issues, the topics of local importance. Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends. 347-945-5229. 330-781-9600. Or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Yeah.
is in a very wrong world.
In a very wrong world. In the
somebody left a cartoon on here.
In a whole wide world.
Oh, sitting on my desk here. Who's going to find up right here? Good afternoon with Tracy and Fran. The thing is, it's taken from the Christmas Story movie, where the little boy wants a BB gun. So instead of that, he runs to the mailbox and he gets the decoder ring. And so he said, "Finally, my Obama BS decoder ring is in." I wonder which one of these guys left that one. Yeah, see, you never can tell. It wasn't just me. See, it wasn't me. I'm trying to be nice today. How's everybody doing out there on Tuesday? I hope you're doing well. I couldn't get in here yesterday real early. My daughter had to be taken back to school, and I had a white line fever, and I was trying to get in and still take care of personal business as well. Just wasn't working, so I didn't get to get in on your conversations about the McDonald's workers going on strike and all of this stuff. That stuff is just totally ridiculous to me. You hear this that, oh yeah, they need to make $12 an hour because they have to buy gas. That's not what that job is for, ladies and gentlemen. I know you're sick of hearing it. I know, and I'm not gonna dwell on that point. Not going to dwell on it, but no, that's not what the job is for, okay? So we're not going to belabor that point. We're just going to keep going on and talking about what's going on here in all of the area. I'm looking at a number of things happening. They say the website is up, and it's not up, but it's up, and so somebody has to explain that one to me. How is the thing up, but it's not up good? But because it's up, it's up all the way, even though you still can't buy anything on it. Even though it still is not secure. Does that make sense to you? It doesn't to me, but that's okay because, you know, guess what? This is goofy in the first place. And I'm going to tell you why that this is goofy, stupid, backwards, etc., etc. Now, our government, regardless of whether one side of the political spectrum took part in this or not, has created a system that's supposed to make it viable for you to be able to get in and buy health care, especially if you're the underinsured or the not insured. They're supposed to make these exchanges and everything available to you so it'll be affordable. This is the stuff they tell you, affordable, which it's not going to be, by the way. I'm sorry. Health care is not going to be affordable. But that's okay. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about it. Now, my thing is, why in the world did they do this in the first place? Because they spent on a website that does not work, that they've been able to, the healthcare law passed Supreme Court 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. But it passed the House and Senate, and so I don't know why we're not seeing, doggone it, why we're not seeing that we're supposed to be there's supposed to be a website available. It passed the House and the Senate. It shouldn't be an issue. Not at all. But it is. So now, tell me why. came up with an idea today that I had tried out on my Facebook friends. And, of course, on my page, I have a bunch of idiots. Some of them are my friends, but they're a bunch of idiots. But so I put out there this, and I want, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to listen to what I just said. The website cost $600 million to build. $600 million for this website. And you have 315 million people in the United States. Why, in God's name, didn't they just put into a health savings account $1 million for every man, woman, boy, and child in America, boy, girl, or child? Why? Answer me the question, everybody, because I think that this goes to the purpose of what we've been screaming, that the government is not trying to help you. They're not trying to help you. They're trying to control you. They want you under control. That's why the big site, and that's why Kathleen Sebelius put a change order in a month before the doggone thing came into being, that had more mining on it. In other words, a mining, if you don't know what about computers, there's a program that that can get on your in your computer that companies do, and it goes in and grabs all your pertinent information that it can, and it brings it back to the person that sent this thing to you. Well, that's what Kathleen Sebelius had done to the website. She had the mining be more intricate, so that whenever you got on that site, all the information they could possibly glean from you would be gleaned by the site instead of making sure that you could go on the site, shop the exchanges, and get yourself some health care. Now, here it is. If they had put $1 million into a health savings account for everybody in the United States, that's $315 million for every person. Every person in the U.S. Now, that would have saved you the rest of the $285 million that they spent on this stupid website so far, and it's not working. They wouldn't need to do anything because they make the health savings account be able to be used for health care. You wouldn't have to put into health care again for a long time because you put it in there with an interest-bearing note. Why aren't we up in arms going down to D.C., tearing the Capitol up, tearing up everything till these people answer for how they're spending our money and playing games with us? Because that's what it is. They're playing games with you. They don't need to do a health care system. If you had a health care account for yourself that was $1 million, would you care? Would you care what health care cost? Or would you then go to the doctor and get checked out That wouldn't even need to be that much put in that account. You could have done it with half that amount. $500,000 for everybody in the country. You pay the taxes, doggone it. So now, if we're going to sit up here and we're going to pay for this, that, and the other and get ready to bring a whole bunch of more poor people into this country with amnesty and all of this, guess what? Guess what? You don't need to. Matt, you're in the air. Talk to me.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Well, good, man.
Hey, really quick, I want to open up with you remember the story? You and I had a conversation on Facebook about it with a certain person we all know and love, dealing with the waitress in New Jersey who got stiffed the tip, and and she was, you know, well, it turned
because
out
she was a homosexual,
right?
Yeah,
the story
I found
was
that
true.
Out,
the story was true, but unfortunately she was just suspended because she falsified all of that, of course. We saw that coming. It turns out that she forged the everything on the receipt and said that there was no tip, and she's the one who wrote the letter. When the guy actually proved who was accused of not giving a tip, that he tipped 20% and wrote no such letter. So I found that kind of funny.
Yeah, Matt, thank you. That's what we need, truth on the radio, because these left-wing lake loons are going to try to drag us into, you know, into their world, per se, where they're going to try to make us be a certain way. We got to be made to accept them now. Now, she got all that money. People called, sent money to her.
Yep.
She probably got a nice little you know, bank account, and now it was a lie. And I knew it was a lie because I could tell it was a lie, but I couldn't tell why it was a lie.
That was it was an actual story, but it was a complete lie, and she might even be facing criminal charges because
she
actually signed the guy's name, and also
that's because that's fraud
and defamation of character as well.
Yeah,
so.
Defamation of character there, and also forgery if she put his name on something. And then also, that's fraud. She sought to defraud, and that's what she did. Yep. So she's going down. She is going down. Thanks, Matt. I really appreciate that. And 540, I'm going to ask you to hold on for a second because we got to go to a quick break. And I'm going to have to take this break because if I don't, I'm going to get beat up by Tracy because she ain't playing that today. But anyway, there we go. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back. And I want you to talk about this healthcare thing because I want to know why we weren't just given health savings accounts instead of spending $600 million on a website that doesn't work. Afternoon, Tracy and Friends. I'll be right back after these messages.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor, Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit AIWHealth.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
This is John McCaslin and Dana Mills. Catch us on America's Morning News weekday morning, 6 to 9 o'clock on News Talk 600 WSOM.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Liberals were dominant in the House and Senate and remained so until 1994. Conservatism seemed like a lost movement. Reagan didn't give up. Reagan didn't turn on America. He made the case, came up with an agenda, and met the needs of his time. He won people over.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Well, we're back once again, afternoon with Tracy and Friends and myself, Mr. Jeff, in the chair. And one of my faithful compadres here, Larry Long, is sitting in on the other side of the dials here. What's going on, Larry?
Jeff, I couldn't let you be here by yourself. I remember Tracy did. I was late when we was doing it in the morning.
Yeah.
And she was like, do you know how hard it is to sit here and talk what happened without carrying on a conversation? So
now that's one thing I don't have no problem with.
I didn't want to leave you hanging.
Oh, that's good. You have to bounce stuff off of you because you don't want to just be the only one. You know what I mean?
But you did bring up a valid point. I was listening on the way in, Jeff, and you know, there's great ideas like giving everybody that health savings account, but you always when you do something like that or any major legislation, you got to think about the unintended consequences.
Consequences, okay.
I'll give you a classic one. Everybody was on the cash for clunkers. Made sense, didn't it? Let's wean ourselves off this foreign oil and.
It did to me, but I understand.
The idea was great. And then we're going to pump money into our biggest thing, which is our automotive manufacturers. But what they didn't realize, or nobody, they may have realized it, but neglected to tell the public about it, was now that we're getting better gas mileage with all these new cars out here, you killed
the repair business.
You killed the people out here, the small businesses that sell used cars. You crushed that. And the third thing you did, Jeff, is you put a stranglehold on the money that's collected on the sales or the fuel tax, the national fuel tax.
Absolutely.
They're not getting as much money as they have in the past because they charge you by the gallon.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what they're going to do now, Jeff? And you know I got a hybrid.
Yeah, go ahead.
They're starting to talk about, and you see states implementing, they're going to charge you now by the miles driven.
That's what I saw some time ago, and That really, really, really.
Oh, it's happening in Oregon.
Work for me.
California, some of the, you know, our progressive states there. But let's look at this. If you put $1 million in everybody's health savings account, which I agree with having a health savings account, puts you in charge. It's
right.
Not some government entity that you haven't put into.
Mm-hmm.
You got $1 million. You've just now, the unintended consequences, Jeff, is that you've eliminated thousands upon thousands of jobs in the health-related industry. Now, so the wise decision, I would put, maybe $500,000. And the reason I say, everybody looks at $1 million, that's
right.
Normally the cap.
Yeah, but I was being facetious when I said it.
You could do $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I know a lot of people. I've known two people that have hit that $1 million limit. One of them is my sister.
Okay.
She had a chronic disease, lupus.
Oh, yeah.
She had reached $1 million before she got out of high school.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So to keep, people in the insurance industry employed, you put maybe $500,000 in somebody's health savings account, and you could graduate it because you're also going to. I mean, if you did that, Jeff, you're going to eliminate Medicare, Medicaid.
Sure will.
You will.
Sure will.
So maybe graduate a health savings account for in something that's going to bear interest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's what I said. It has to be an interest-bearing.
Right. Because if I'm saving, in my previous life, I was a financial advisor. If I sit down, I'd sit down and discuss with people. And if they had a 10-year-old and a 2-year-old, right, and they were saving
right.
for college, they had to put more money in the 10-year-old's
right.
account than the younger one.
The
and they would always like, why won't we put the same? I'm like, well, listen, this you got 8 more years to grow this one versus this 10-year-old. We only got 8 years.
Right.
But
the 2-year-old guy, he's got
Yeah, so you put a little lesser amount in the 2-year-old. That's not that kid is any less than the 10-year-old.
Right.
But I got time. So you don't even have to put $1 million in a newborn baby's account. You know,
sure,
they have actuaries.
Sure,
they
sure.
can figure out how it's going to grow. But, that puts people in charge.
Right, right.
I mean, there's doctors now that are getting completely out of the insurance business, dealing with any insurance company. You pay them a monthly thing.
It doesn't pay them to.
Yeah. They're doing like I'm throwing numbers out here, but you pay a doctor for yourself $100 a month. Now, you pay him whether you use him or not. Right?
Right.
But if you go in, if it's a regular routine exam, here's what you pay. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors are liking that. They got a steady flow of money, but there's a lot wiser guys out there on this thing than Jeff and Larry.
Absolutely.
But I like Dr. Ben Carson's approach when he talked about it.
Because all he said was $2,000 a year.
Yeah.
The thing is I think his math was off because he at $2,000 for every man, woman, boy, and child, it doesn't need for you to it's going to be a lot less than $600 million.
And now the insurance company knows that I don't have to go through here and do all these lab tests or the $8 aspirin that you get.
Right,
you know what I mean? You're going to be paying for that out of the health savings.
Right.
They can give you catastrophic coverage that if you need what my brother I just went through this.
Right.
This is near and dear to me. I use my sister a lot. But my brother was diagnosed with a cancerous tumor in his kidney.
Oh, wow.
Now, Jeff, from the time of diagnosis to it's out. Now, he's at home at recovering now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, Salem City Hospital, for a small hospital,
yeah.
Amazing.
I've heard that
But soup to nuts, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks from diagnosis to it was out.
Yeah.
It's the peace of mind that my brother has. You know, he walked around for work because he's a police officer for 2.5 weeks worried. You know, man, is this cancer going to get out? They say it's not spread now, but it could happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, any time.
My
brother. Just thinking he was in Canada, he'd have to wait like that.
Like a year.
3-4 months to a year, yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
His doctor, the specialist that operated on him,
mm-hmm.
who's a doctor out of Salem, Dr. Stiff. He's a urologist, and his last name
is Oh, Lord, have mercy.
But between my brother, his primary care physician, and this specialist, they were able to sit down and make that decision, and it gives my brother the peace of mind. He had the option. He could have waited till the holidays were over. He said,
sure.
No, I want it out now.
Sure.
You don't get that when somebody else is paying the bill.
No.
You just don't.
Not when, and you don't get that when you have a ton of people on a system that is, you have 2 tons of people on a system made for a half ton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what you're getting ready to go through. And nobody's believing that,
yeah.
by the way.
And here's
okay.
the thing, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor and the specialist fought with the insurance company because the insurance company was wanting to delay it a little bit.
Right, right.
You go into a single payer, who fights for you? Nobody. Nobody. But 3 weeks, Jeff, that's a true story. It just happened.
Yeah.
He had his surgery a week ago. It'll be a week tomorrow.
Wow.
But from diagnosis to out of his body, 3 weeks.
I had a good friend of mine that had a prostate operation, and very quickly, in fact, I think he chose to go at a certain time a little longer than what the doctor said he could.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, when you have control, that's your prerogative.
Right.
When you're not in control, the state will control it for you. Yeah. And when they control it for you, they don't necessarily have to rule on your behalf because the government has now ceased to be the government of for and by the people. It is now the government that is lording over the people. And that's what the Republicans on the government shutdown, ladies and gentlemen, that's what they were trying to stop. But let me say it to you like this. Regardless of how everything, and I apologize to those online and everything like that. Our computer crashed, and we're gonna be back up in just a few minutes. But we did go down on the computer line, so we'll be back up probably in about 15-20 minutes. So anyway, the doctors are getting ready to get out of the system because they're not going to make any money on this. Okay, because these exchanges is going to be really, really, really messed up.
Well, here's the other thing, Jeff. We spent, what was it, $600 million, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know there was already an exchange out there? I mean, there's a thing called e-insurance.
Yes.
And it works fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Why, if you're going to set something up exactly like they are, why pay a company $600 million? When you could have just said to e-insurance, hey, we'd like to deal with the people that you dealt with that set up your thing. Here's the other thing, Jeff. You know that none of that stuff is protected?
Right. It's not. That's where I was going.
There's two things that people don't want to talk about or they keep private.
Mm-hmm.
One's their tax returns.
Sure.
And two is your health information.
Exactly.
Maybe banking. I'll throw banking up in there too. You know, with your tax returns. Yeah.
All
yeah.
of the things that yeah. are private yeah. that are your business.
It ain't,
not
it ain't private,
else.
Brother.
No,
they
not,
didn't even.
Not, no.
They didn't even put it in, and it really hasn't gotten a whole lot of play on the TV. Maybe Fox News has talked about it, but
mm-hmm.
just last week when they did the congressional oversight and they were talking to them about it,
mm-hmm.
two independent the people that Obama said that he was going to bring in to rescue it,
right,
said that if you was to really fix the exchanges, the online thing, you need to start all over because it's so bad.
It's terrible, and the thing is that, you know, this is what I heard. I'm not sure this going to – I'm going to look it up again as soon as our computers come back up online. And people online, you should be able to hear us again, so we look forward to you calling back in, those that I had waiting. The computer – now I lost my train of thought. Doing too many things. I can't engineer and do this. But, you know, we're sitting up not making a sense of anything. You got these stupid things happening. And, you know, once again, you know, you are not going to be in control. And I don't know why anybody thinks this is a good idea. Why don't they see what we're seeing with this?
All they heard was free.
All they heard was, you know, yeah, or affordable. And the thing is they're making you take part in it. That's the problem right there. They're making you take part. If they didn't make you take part, what about all the people that, you know, still here? We got 62 million people not covered. The way they just did this, you're going to get 10, 12 million of them covered. So what you going to do with the rest of the 40, 50-something million?
It was never intended to be.
I agree with you. But I want to ask the people that are the great supporters of this. I know you're listening to me. Give me a call here, 1-347-945-5229. Give me a call. Tell me what you think and why you think this is a good idea. Local call, 330-781-9600. Those of you who are listening to us on the great WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial and on your iHeart radio dial, I want to know what you think. Tell me. Matt, you can call back in at any time. 540, you were there. Come on back in. A couple other people were there. Some people do call in and just listen, man, you know, so I don't begrudge them, and I don't kick them out. They can stay there all day. I'm glad that they're listening. And we're hoping we're making somebody think, though, because that's what's important. We want to make sure you're thinking. I started this out, Larry, because I was trying to, you know, a lot of guys get on me every day, and, you know, you're just a Republican. This other, I am a Republican, yes, and I'm proud to be one. But here's my point. Forget about me being a Republican. How are things working for you? Do you think critically? Do you have critical thinking in your ideology? And that's how I started it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said, you can't dog me for everything that any Republican in the world says. And the people just happen to be African American. And I said, because that's just like you getting blamed or looked at a certain way because of the bad things that other black people do.
Right, but they don't want
to
hear that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but they need to hear that. That's what they need to hear. And so I told them, I said, what are you going to do with that? Because you're going to blame me for stupid things some Republicans say. I said, I don't own Republicans. Not at all.
And Jeff, too, I mean, I've been accused of this.
Sure.
My good friend Diva, she's my good friend now because she's a Buckeye fan and a Steeler fan. So.
Oh, God.
My good friend Diva said, where was I at? I'll be on the record right now. Shame on the Republicans for letting this health care issue be
absolutely
a one-sided issue.
To be an issue.
To be an issue.
We're going to go to break real quick. We'll talk about that on the other side. Afternoon with Tracy and Fred.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. A Youngstown accident yesterday morning sent several people to the hospital. It happened near Cornersburg, near St. Christine's Church. Police say an SUV ran a red light, slamming into another car. It had a woman and three children inside, and they were taken to the hospital but were not seriously hurt. The 89-year-old driver of the SUV is also in the hospital in stable condition. Community Health Systems in Youngstown, the company that owns Northside Medical Center, is on track to become the country's largest for-profit hospital chain next month. CHS is working on a deal to buy Florida-based Health Management Associates. Valley nurses are upset over the change, saying the hospital needs to focus on fixing problems at its hospitals instead of buying new ones. And the rescue mission of the Mahoning Valley continues to open its doors to the homeless. The group just started its cold weather emergency shelter program. The mission says it's seeing 20% more people at the shelter than last year. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Hundreds of various shoppers are taking advantage of the Cumulus Golf Card. The Cumulus Golf Card gets you access to the area's best courses for the best prices. Visit 600WSOM.com to get yours now. The Eagle Card gets you a round of golf with cart at Squaw Creek, Old Stonewall, and Bedford Trails golf courses. That's a $240 value on sale for only $140. The Cumulus Golf Card, a great gift for the golfer this holiday season. Visit 600WSOM.com.
Why should you pay more when your furnace breaks down after 5 p.m.? Ainsley Heating and Cooling won't penalize you for broken equipment no matter when it happens by doing what it takes to ensure your complete satisfaction. At Ainsley Heating and Cooling, we don't charge you any unnecessary fees. No overtime, no diagnostic, and no trip charges. That's right, same price, day or night. Weekends, too. Call Ainsley Heating and Cooling now at 330-637-1911 or AinsleyHTG.com.
Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years experience in the business, our expert staff works slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
Gastric Bypass No Surgery.com. Gastric Bypass No Surgery.com. We are Roca Labs, the sole inventor of the Gastric Bypass No Surgery. The formula replaces the expensive and dangerous surgery by creating a natural gastric bypass effect. Roca Labs is probably the strongest non-surgical weight loss solution in the world. Roca Labs has over 100,000 success videos on YouTube. Roca Labs, gastric bypass, no surgery, creates an immediate gastric bypass effect with no surgery. Your obesity can end with gastric bypass, no surgery.com. Gastric bypass, no surgery.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Side. We're hanging out, we're talking to you about what's on your mind and giving you a little bit of what's on our mind. But most of all, we want you to call in and voice your view, 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229. So we'll look for you guys to come back in that we're in when you got dropped. So I didn't do it on purpose, so don't get mad at me. Just call back in. Oh, man. Anyway, Larry, it's too much. It's too much. But the one thing is that it is something to see that we're not thinking about what can and cannot happen, what should and should not happen. If you're going to pass a law that the freaking website alone is going to cost you $600 million, then it's time for you to take a look at serving the people with that $600 million and not maybe doing the system that you have to hire 9,000 to 10,000 new IRS agents to implement and oversee. It doesn't make sense. That's the stupidity.
It goes into that paradigm, Jeff, that where we're at right now. You could call them Democrat, Republican. I think they're all kind of, the lines are getting a little blurry. But it's one form of government which you believe that in a smaller form of government.
Mm-hmm.
And that the people can do better for themselves than the government can. And then you have another school of thought of the government being all-powerful and can do everything. Okay? History is littered with examples of the two forms of government.
Right.
And, you know, it's just a proven fact. First of all, especially in this country, where we were founded by a small government. That's why we put in place, I mean, think about it, Jeff. Why did we have two branches of government on the legislative side? You got the Congress, your congressional reps, and then you have the Senate.
Right, right.
Right? So the people were supposed to be represented by their local congressman, okay, in that area. But the state is represented by two senators. Why is that? Reason being is because you had, even back then, you had big populated states, densely populated states, than you had states like Wyoming.
Right.
If Wyoming was, if majority ruled the whole thing, the two senators, I mean, really California, New York, and Texas would control everything. Sort of like in the state of Ohio where you got the three C's, Cleveland, and Cincinnati.
You know, they get the dup all the time.
But if there was some equal representation, like it is in our national level there, the two senators from Wyoming have just as much say and just as much power as the senators from New York, per se, or Texas, or California. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And that's the whole – that's why this thing that's a couple weeks ago was, you know, the nuclear option there. Well, it's going to come back and bite them, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's going to.
And it's why it didn't happen back in, 2006 or 2005 when the Gang of Eight, you know, that consisted of DeWine and the rest of them stopped it from happening, and McCain stopped it happening from back then.
Absolutely. We're gonna see who's gonna step up to a number of things. Because people are being harmed now by what their government is doing, and I want to really have you. I want you to think, like I said, and I want you to think about what I'm saying, not just for the sake of it, not for the sake of it, but because it's deadly to you if you don't. This is going to be a deadly thing because it's so far-reaching. So much power concentrated in the hands of Washington, D.C. We're not supposed to be that. We have a federal government, and the federal government is supposed to deal with and protect us, but it's not supposed to,
dictate to us.
To dictate to us, because this government is supposed to be of, for, and by us, the people. If you understand that, don't be stupid, please.
Well, Jeff, they always rip on the GOP as being the party of big businesses and stuff, and neglect to look at the other side of this. You look at that the company that designed the website that got that $600 million. If you look at one of the CEOs, that's a lady that's a CEO of that company, and you trace back who she went to school with at Princeton.
Right.
It was
Isn't
the
she
first
the
lady.
Owner of the...
She's the owner. She's,
I didn't know if that was true or not. That's what I was trying to...
Yeah, I think she's either minority owner or she's the CEO. Her classmate at Princeton was Michelle Obama, the lady we call First Lady.
Yes, yes.
But Republicans are only for big business.
Yeah,
they just threw plus
crony,
yeah.
Crony capitalism. Yeah, it's Republicans are crony capitalists.
I mean,
that's the only one.
It'd be different if you spent $600 million and everything went off flawlessly. But it's been a disaster. I mean, could you imagine, Jeff, being you're now the president and CEO of GM, and you made a $600 million investment in something.
Right.
And it crapped on you.
Kathleen Sebelius should be taking a rope and throwing it over a tree bridge and hanging herself, okay? That's what I can't understand, because these people have no honor whatsoever when they screw up. But then again, she might have been following orders directly, because I think Obama wants this mess. And I think he's spending this money because he knows it's going to be a loss leader. And it further goes to destroying America.
Cloward, have it. That's it.
Yeah.
Overload the system. Let it collapse in on itself. Because, I mean, Dave and I have had this argument. There was the funding for Obamacare was never there.
Never there.
And the only way they could make it pass the sniff test through the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, was to take 14 years of taxing people with 10 years of benefits. That's
right.
That's why, you know, they passed it in, 2010, but everything wasn't supposed to kick into place until 2014. You had to have this big influx of taxes. And there were some taxes, Jeff, that were been – you owned a where they, you and I don't have to worry about it, but the tanning salon. You know, that tax went into effect as soon as the bill was passed.
Right.
I think it was, what is it, $10 per bed? Something crazy like that. But that tax has already been in place, and they haven't been spending anything because everything was not supposed to roll out until January 2014.
That's right. Aren't we getting ready to lose our money that we invested in GM, at least not all of it, but $9 billion of it?
Something like that.
Yeah, $9 billion of it. You know, and so...
But they never corrected the problem, Jeff. No. I think you was talking about it yesterday.
Yeah, it's going to fail again within six years.
Maybe longer. I don't know. All I know is they never fixed or corrected the problem. And they got to pick the winners and losers, because if I was at Delphi, I'd be upset.
Yeah.
Because everybody got a bailout except Delphi.
Absolutely.
Them guys got the shaft.
And the bondholders that they screwed with GM...
Oh,
and all the retirees that were salaried retirees, they get nothing. And you know, this is no good. This is not what the country was set up to do. That's not how we should have handled this situation. Because once again, if they were going to do that, and if they were really interested in helping the people, they would have given the people a set amount of money, whether it was $75,000, $100,000, and made them catch up all their arrear payments, okay, of any credit card, of any house note, bank note of any time, whether it's business or not, bank note, and anything else that they own.
Well, you got to look at it, Jeff. What should have happened, and this, you know, this ain't strictly Obama. Obama just picked up where George
Bush left
and a lot of fiscal conservatives were upset at Bush in the way he handled it should have been a government-backed bankruptcy, but you couldn't have that happen, because in a true bankruptcy, all contracts, whether union or anything that you had with a vendor, become null and void, and you have to sit down and renegotiate that. But they couldn't have that, because there's some UAW stuff. I mean, that jobs bank that they had, Jeff, I mean, it was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
You could bid. They would bid to be laid off. I know this because I lived in Detroit for 7 years.
Yeah.
General Motors, before it became Government Motors, was commonly referred to in the Detroit area as Generous Motors.
Yes, it was.
Because even if that company, even if the company lost money, they was giving out bonus checks.
Here as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but if you have to renegotiate them contracts, they just couldn't have that.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But once again, I'm looking at the situation, and wondering what people are going to do when it comes to being considered for any of this stuff.
And Jeff, there's a precedent for large companies going through a structured bankruptcy like that. Every major airline in the United States has went through a structured bankruptcy. They just have.
And listen, this is why. Oh yeah, go ahead, get that and turn your heat down. This is why, because people have a very stupid idea of something. They think that in America that they are owed certain things. Because a good friend of mine who put stupid posts on my Facebook page put this post on and says this. This is the second Bill of Rights. Every American has the right to, one, a job. Every American has the right to an adequate wage and decent living. Has the right to a decent home. Has the right to medical care. Has the right to economic protection during sickness, accident, old age, or unemployment. And they have a right to good education. Now,
that's a socialist mantra, ain't it?
It's not just socialist, it's foolishness, because you're not going to get that anywhere, my friend.
Well, Venezuela.
No, not no more.
They're having blackouts down there. Did you see that?
Wait a minute. there's a young lady that
Cuba's a, that's
Cuba. No, Venezuela. You're right. Yeah. No, you're right. That's from Venezuela. Right?
I was just saying you could go to Cuba too.
Yeah, but she, whenever I say something conservative, I think she feels it's her duty to be just like Diva and attack. You know, so we're talking about Venezuela, and I said Venezuela is getting ready to drop their health care system. I said I thought you said you guys would do it so good. And here it is, she says, the new leader is not like our old leader, and because of that, you know, that he's messing up everything. I said, that's because he's a dictator, just like your old leader was a dictator. And I said, he can do this. I said, do you know how many people your former president killed? Well, you can't vote for a dictator. I said, yes, you can. They voted Hitler into office. They voted Mussolini into office. And we'll be back after our top of the hour news, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
Listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Detroit is a step closer to filing for bankruptcy. A federal judge today okayed the Motor City's petition to seek Chapter 9 and to cut payments to municipal unions. Mayor Dave Bing says it wasn't an easy decision to reach, but it was the best.
All of our focus has to be on what's best for the citizens of Detroit, the 700,000-plus people that are here. I don't think we want to get into a situation where we're putting the citizens against the pensioners.
Detroit is $18 billion in the red. Unions and retirees say the city didn't bargain in good faith. Admit it, you shopped while you were at work yesterday. How else could sales for Cyber Monday have been so strong?
The biggest change compared with last year is mobile shopping. Although its share of total sales is still small, many more people are now using tablets and smartphones to make purchases, up over 50% from last year. Cyber Monday lived up to forecasts. Estimates from IBM and Adobe say online shopping rose between 16 and 19%. Earlier reports of holiday shopping at brick-and-mortar stores were disappointing. Richard Davies, ABC News.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau looking into new complaints about student loans.
More than 40 million students with college loans are getting new government help in dealing with excessive fees and penalties, gouging, and lost paperwork. The new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau will supervise so-called non-bank companies. Those are private firms which handle the payments. The Bureau says the seven largest servicing firms handle 49 million student accounts.
ABC's Vic Ratner. Billy Joel really must be in a New York State of Man. The Piano Man, who's a native of Long Island, will perform at least one concert a month at Madison Square Garden starting in January as the venue's first music franchise. The Dow is down 104 points. This is ABC News.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back, loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
When I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops. It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids. Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa. The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen? Well, they'll have some company this year when they pull Santa's sleigh, courtesy of the U.S. military.
When Santa heads out for his annual Christmas Eve toy drop, not only will he have eight flying reindeer plus Rudolph, he'll also have a jet fighter escort.
Aircraft maneuvers,
the North American Aerospace Defense Commander, NORAD, thought the jets, complete with missiles, would give its Santa tracker a more operational feel and remind people of the military's true mission. But as you might imagine, not everybody thinks it's a great idea. Over 20 million parents and kids track Santa's flight through the NORAD website every year. They say there's no reason he needs to be associated with warfare. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The University of Notre Dame suing the Obama administration over a federal mandate that its health insurance plans for students and employees cover birth control. The suit claims the mandate is a violation of the freedom of religion. The Roman Catholic University says the birth control mandate violates the church's teaching, which prohibits contraception. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
This holiday season, personalcreations.com...
Your neighbor accidentally drives his car into your living room. Luckily, your neighbor has minimum liability insurance from Safe Auto, which means for not a lot of money, he can protect himself from his own mistakes. So call Safe Auto right now for some protection of your own. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios. How will you survive the Black Friday shopping pandemonium? Just see your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer during the Black Friday sales event. Get into a brand new Fusion for only $199 a month for 24 months. Visit drive1ohio.com for details.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
We are going to come at you politically. I wish I could do everything possible to sabotage your agenda, because your agenda is anti-American, because your agenda is anti-free market and anti-private property, because your agenda is an attack on the individual. I personally will do whatever I can to sabotage such an agenda, to obstruct it, to divert it, because I'm coming after you all the time.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Back once again, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. A little bit of Billy Cobham, George Duke from way back in the day. Yeah, this was my kind of music, man. You're a little too young for this, Larry.
I'm not on.
You find your chord, you'll be there. Yeah, anyway. This is what I used to like long time ago. That was college days, stuff like that. Well, I gotta check this because I don't know whether I have to reinstitute this or not. Anybody that is trying to get in, please let me know. Send me a note on the chat or something to let me know whether you can get in. Because I don't know if that's happening or not.
Jeff, when you was in college, was they still using the abacus then?
What's the abacus, man? Here you go. See, I don't even know what an abacus is, man.
You said Tracy's sick.
Yeah, Tracy's not feeling well today, so she may or may not come in. So we'll know that later. But I've been really going through on something, because you know what I was going to do today? I was going to destroy the myths that were put out against Republicans. That was what I was going to do at first. Then I got that, you know, that thing about thinking differently and thinking critically, and it's just it was too important. I had to go with it. I had to roll with it. And your girl is all over my site too. You're gonna have to put a leash on Diva.
I can't get off my,
I can't block her for 6 months because she shut down David Beatrice one day on Facebook. And that is for those of you that don't know is our local Democrat Party chair in the county.
She shut him down.
She shut him down.
Well, that gives her a 6 month reprieve.
But he likes my band, so see, I don't have no problem with him now. he likes my band, so I'm gonna leave him alone. Dave Beatrice, if you're out there, we do know Tracy and you all are gonna hook it up, so you can come on and hang in the air with us, and we'll kick it all around and have some fun with discussing the differences, because. I don't care for his politics and some ways that he handles some stuff, but he is a very, very brilliant lawyer. And my father, who was a lawyer, I have a respect for those that know what they're doing in that field. And whereas my father would tell me, there's some people out here that are very good, at what they do, but then there's some people that are just totally worthless. They're not worth the little thing that they printed your name on to give you a law degree, and what you're going to do with that, because that's just true. It's crazy that you have people that just because they can get through on certain things doesn't mean that they are good at their craft. You may get a medical degree, but you may not have been very good in surgery. I don't want you cutting on me. Local caller, you're in there.
Hi, Jeff. It's Dee. How are you?
Dee, how you doing?
Good. Hey, I want to ask you two gentlemen, I'm making applesauce, and I'm enjoying listening to you two because you're very intelligent and articulate men.
Thank you.
Two issues. One, about this health care situation, why don't we develop our own systems? You figure we pay salaries for government employees, and I don't understand why they themselves did not develop this computer system.
Mm-hmm.
We're relying too much on outside contracts, and I'm thinking, why do we need government employees if we're just going to keep contracting things out?
Right.
Well, so that's one concern I have, and you can talk about that. Then the other thing is a little bit off the subject here, but when we deregulated the home heating, the natural gas, and now a lot of places have also deregulated electricity, in my way of thinking, that created another big hassle for homeowners to have to shop around and get these plans and commit themselves either to a variable plan or a monthly or, a 6 month or a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the average citizen does not have the savvy to, investigate those kinds of things and determine, what is going to be the best pick. The Dominion organization is getting a lot of money. If you look at your bills, sometimes you're paying in the summertime, maybe you're paying like half is going for the actual gas and half is going for having your meter read and the pipes maintained. That was really a fantastic deal for the, for Dominion Gas Company. And I'm thinking, when they talk about deregulating everything, that's kind of like what they're trying to do with this health care. In a way, they're trying to take away the established groups who knew how to provide this and throw it open so that we're going to be bombarded with a lot of different programs and plans, and I think people are going to get caught up in that.
Well, I'll tack that second part of her question, Jeff, because I have some familiarity in that field. For your – let's use electric, for instance, there, caller, and it's really not that difficult. On your electric bill, there's four things that make up your charges. One of them is how many kilowatts you use and what you're paying per kilowatt hour. So that's the first one. The second one is transportation distribution. That's for the electric company to run them lines from the substation to your house, for instance, and to make sure the transformers and all that. The third one is generation. Now, generation, just because you're getting that electric bill from, let's say, First Energy or not, let's say that's who you get the energy bill for, they may not have generated that electric. There's an open market that they buy electric from other entities.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they deregulated it, the things that you could negotiate, you couldn't negotiate with the company on the transportation or the distribution of it. Those were off the table. That goes to the electric company. The two things that you could negotiate was what you're paying per kilowatt hour and the generation part. Okay, so you were able to negotiate that. Now, these people that were calling homeowners and businesses to try to negotiate that, they do get a better rate because if First Energy was buying it from somebody, they had to mark it up to sell it and sell it to you to make a profit. If you're buying it directly from the people that are generating it, you get a better deal.
Right.
You do get a better deal on that. What happens is you don't get. Sometimes if it's a homeowner, you're not, and especially the typical average homeowner uses about 22,000 kW a year. If you're only doing the generation portion and the per kilowatt charge, there is a savings. It's just not as large as what you would think. But if you go and use the historical average over 12 months, because every electric bill gives you a bar graph showing your 12 months, there is a savings. Sometimes, and it's a, what do you call it? If you have a Indian summer and you're using your air conditioning unit a little bit more than you did the previous, then you won't see a savings that month. But if you do the 12-month average, it's in there. It's like Prego, I guess. You know how they say it's in there?
Well, you know, I don't have to worry about the electric because I live in an area where we have a municipal system. But with the gas, I just feel that, you know, sometimes when you have that responsibility and you're shopping around, you get on the PUCO, apples to apples chart,
mm-hmm.
and you don't know what the market is going to do and how the price of gas is going to fluctuate. You figure right now, you would think with all this activity in our area with natural gas that we would be getting better offerings, and yet all the rates are up.
Yep.
And the talk is that they're going to be up. And I think...
And that is true. The rates are up because, yes, we're sitting on an abundance of natural gas right here in northeast Ohio. Mm-hmm. The problem is we didn't have the infrastructure in there. Mm-hmm. And so companies are pouring billions of dollars into here getting that infrastructure. Well, when they spend that kind of money, they have to recoup that money too. So what we have been telling our clients... Instead of we go month to month. Now, 4 years from now, when all this infrastructure's up and running, you're going to see a drastic drop. But you're right; you wouldn't want to lock into a rate right now, and it could happen next year. But I mean, they just opened the one up here in Mahoning County. The governor was up in it. Was it Mahoning or Trumbull? They opened that big compression station, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. We've been telling our clients, hold off, we'll sign a month-to-month deal or a six-month deal because we don't want to lock you in right now knowing that it is going to come down. But the rates are up now, you're right. There is a glut in there, but those companies are recouping their initial investment, which is in the millions and billions of dollars that they're pumping in here. So
Well, I appreciate you helping me understand that because I kept thinking, what in the world is going on here? you know, it is difficult to project. And I was just going to say, so many times, you know, a homeowner has so many things to contend with. And then, you know, like I say, I look at this health care thing and I think there are going to be a lot of people who maybe are not able to read, you know, fine print. They're going to get themselves into a plan. And most of these health care plans are, what, maybe a year that you sign up, you know, for your contract, and you don't know, you have no idea what's coming, you know, in that year. you know, maybe you're going to need more medicines than you had anticipated, and maybe this program, you sign up with thinking, you know, I don't really need to have a good prescription plan, and then you do. And I'm so concerned that people right now who are losing their insurance, maybe some of them have those pre-existing conditions, and if this program totally, you know, disintegrates, that they don't go forward with the health care plan. What's going to happen to these people who now have lost insurance that they had?
Well, that's already because they can't get it back.
Yeah, and here's the thing.
Now they're pre-existing conditions, and they can't get anybody to pick them up.
Yeah, the caller touches on a great subject, and I think what you were talking about when I was coming in, Jeff, you said corporations are people too, and different. I mean, I know Romney got killed for it, but
mm-hmm.
you know, the caller touched on the uncertainty as a homeowner. Think about the business owner, the guy that is making it happen in employment. Business owners will tell you to a man, it's the uncertainty that's coming right now out of Washington D.C.
Right.
is preventing them from hiring.
Hey, Matt, you're in the air.
Thanks, caller.
Well, you know, the certainty that you're talking about gets less and less certain the more and more you make it a government project. When you have a private sector, certainty is something you can count on because you're going to have competition. If you don't, you know, if you don't provide a service for a certain amount of price or for a certain cost, chances are you're going to lose your customer. You're going to go out of business. So, you know, that's the thing with healthcare is the more you nationalize it, the more, which it's, you know, pretty much 100% there, you're going to lose that certainty and be able to lose control of that price cost. So, you know, and the other funny thing I see is that, you know, Obama just said that we finally got the website back on track. He just said that a couple days ago. Well, you know what's funny is it took 3 years to get something that was a certainty, Affordable Health Care Act, a certainty back on track. And it's funny also how they built in this this thing now where you have a certain amount of traffic that goes to the website, and if it tries to crash the website, I guess they're going to send you an email with a nice little message that says, well, we know your request is sitting there, but we're going to we'll email you when we can get to you. So they've traded one problem for another and again are continuing with the lie.
Most of the people I've been talking to on this that deal in the health side of it, because Jeff is and caller, they've told me that they do not think that it will be implemented even a year from now. It's just it was a bad piece of legislation. That's why
it's terrible.
When people say repeal and replace, it's starting to look that way. But and I'm not for a straight repeal, you know, without having a plan to replace it. You know what
right.
I mean? And that's where I think Republicans have dropped the ball. Okay, we know this is bad and it needs to be repealed, but what are we replacing it with, Jeff?
Well, we're going to be right back after these messages this afternoon with Tracy and Friends.
And talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at AIWHealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit AIWHealth.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Intelligent, energetic, controversial.
Hey, Dave, what's up?
Geraldo, first I want to begin by telling you how special what you do on the radio. You're an ambassador, not just to the Republicans. You're an ambassador between the common man and the rich, powerful.
This is Geraldo on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
News Talk 600 WSOM.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org. And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This is John McCaslin and Dana Mills. Catch us on America's Morning News weekday morning, 6 to 9 o'clock on News Talk 600 WSOM.
We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at tracyandfriends.com. Or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Afternoon with Tracy and friends, and we're back here after our breaks and paying our bills here with the good people that use support Tracy and friends. We want you to support them. Make sure Amish Marketplace, Dr. Hill, Charlie Staples, all of our Kingley Car Wash, all the people, Henry Nemens, Boardman Frame House Gallery, all the people that keep us doing the stuff here, the doctors at Turning Point, all of those people that, that support Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We appreciate you, and we say God bless you and hope you continue blessing us to do what we do here. You know, like I was trying to say before, you know, we were trying to pique the interest of people by making the statement about the $600 freaking million dollars that was spent on a website that didn't work when they had years to get it done. She puts the claim in late so that she can mine more information from you when you call into the site. You know, just like anybody else that puts a virus on your computer or something like that, or gets you to have to come to them and this, do this, that, and the other. It's ridiculous. So I put up these things, and I'm asking you to call in. Matt, you are still live. 1-347-945-5229. I know that we got disconnected off the Internet, and we lost some of our callers, but they should be checking and finding out that we're still here. We're back here now. We just want you to get involved in this political process. Even if you're going to be against me, at least enter into the situation and find out why the we say what we say. Because we're not saying out of here just to oppose President Obama. And I'm definitely not saying it to oppose him because he's a black man. Now, that would be a little counterproductive for me, you know. That'd be a little counterproductive. But I had a guy on my site. I wanted you to read something he said, and it was really problem. Funny.
That was our Columbiana guy, right?
Yeah. No, okay. He didn't. I don't know if he liked my idea that we should have bailed the people out. And then he says, "Wait, I see it now. Tax the hybrid drivers who aren't buying gas. Tax the healthy people for not buying health insurance. And then tax all the black people for not using tanning beds." Bill, you ain't right, man. That's just wrong. No, but I like it anyway. I like it anyway. Yeah, tax black people for not using, the thing.
Yeah, it's a valid point, Jeff. Like my one of the things in this Obamacare is essentials. That's what's raising the price and the premium so much is essentials, because the only way they can provide affordable health care to everybody is to charge everybody for things that you're not going to use. Now, if you put on there and started taxing African Americans for tanning beds, there would be an uproar in the communities that we live in, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
But they have no problem basically making me purchase something that my wife and I ain't never going to use. See, we're both fixed. If we have a child, it's going to truly be an immaculate conception. It's going to be a true immaculate. But starting on the 14th, or in January 1st, 2014,
you gotta pay for it.
We got to pay for that. Even though I'm never going to use it, it would be. And I mean, Columbiana. I mean, it's a. He said it in a joking manner or in jest, but that's essentially the Affordable Health Care Act.
Exactly. But who's going to care? Once again,
all they heard was free. I tell you what, what's really going to be interesting is when all these people get introduced to what a true tax credit is. And you brought it up yesterday, Jeff. I heard you talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say your premium jumps to $500 a month, but because of your income, you qualify for a subsidy of $400.
Right.
A lot of people thinking they're only going to stroke a check for
$100.
And that's not true.
Nope.
You're going to stroke that $500 check.
Yep.
And in January of 2015, when you file your taxes, you'll get reimbursed.
Yeah.
That's if. You're owed money back.
If you're owed money back. Because other than that, it'll be absorbed.
Yeah, it will be absorbed.
So once again, this great health care law is nothing but a tool for wealth redistribution. And understand something now. This is your big problem. Wealthy people aren't going to lose a dime.
They don't care about this.
Mm-mm.
You and I both know a guy right down in Salem. He ain't cared about
this.
He
ain't thinking about it.
Yeah, he had his whole knee replaced couple months back.
Yeah, he probably wrote the check for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and probably got the best guy in the world to do it.
Yes, he did.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So, in fact, he probably bionic about now.
Our friend's doing well. I was with him the other day. Well, last Wednesday when my brother had his surgery, I stopped over at his house and had lunch.
Okay, very well.
Doing well.
And let me tell you something. This is another myth that we need to talk about sometime. We're always told about how all the Republicans are rich Republicans are racist. We can't tell you that there aren't some racist people in the Republican Party. Now, Larry and I both work really deeply into the party statewide. We do a lot of different things statewide. We're involved in organizations. We're involved in campaign sometime. We're involved in lots of different things. We know that what you're saying is not true. And you have to stop being stupid and saying it. Okay, all Republicans are not racist. All Democrats don't love black people. So you have to start thinking, and that's why I said critical thinking, period, because you have to think, why would somebody want me to always fight my friend that's a different party than mine? Why is it that there was one time when we had in America, we had morals on all sides. We had a basic moral idea of our society, period, and now we don't have that anymore. We used to all be in some type of a church setting, some type of a spiritual setting of some sort that gave you a set of values. We had societal standards. Why would one side of the political spectrum now all of a sudden decide to hell with societal standards, to hell with having any kind of decency, and we allow every type of whatever in our public light, and want to make sure that you have to accept it. Then you make this statement about you can't legislate morality, but you're damn sure legislating immorality.
Mm.
So I'm asking you the question, what is wrong with having a societal standard? I have lots of friends that pour money into the inner city of Youngstown that are Republicans. They support this agency that helps people, helps poor people. They support that agency that helps people. Yet here we go. Every single rich Republican, and all Republicans are rich, by the way. Larry, the hell, somebody tell me where my bank account is, please. I can't find it, okay? I've been walking a tightrope some days, brother. But anyway, they're pressing Carney again on TV. 334, you're in the air. Come on, Alabama. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man? I kind of, when you touched on a point about morality, I feel as though it's legislated all the time. And I don't even think it's immorality more so than certain principles everybody agrees. No one disagrees. Everyone disagrees with pedophilia. So no child, nobody under 18 should be having sex with somebody that's over 20. You know, that's how, and that's illegal. You can go to jail just about in every state. So, mm-hmm. And there's certain things that, you know, bestiality, certain things people just, morality is just, that's just far-fetched right at this moment. Now, it's coming, but at this moment it's far-fetched. Like 100 years ago, so was homosexuality. So I think we legislate theft, we legislate murder, we legislate fraud, you can't lie, be certain business practices, unless you're, you know, hooked in with the Federal Reserve or whatever. But the normal person can't do certain things. So that whole argument is flawed. I think if it's just what everybody comes to agree on, that's it. Except when it came to homosexual marriage, when people voted on it and the people didn't want it, they still forced it through court. So now,
absolutely,
they're changing it through the media and stuff like that. So now it's becoming the norm. And I was talking to Alex this weekend when I was down there with him, and we were just talking about how liberals are winning because they've gone from just this small sect to now they pretty much, they've probably got half the country thinking like they do. And you don't even know you think like a liberal. You'll call yourself a Christian and support every anti-Christian legislation that comes through, I think that's where they're winning. They're winning because it's not just Christians. It's just the people think they don't understand. They'll tell you, yeah, I believe in Obamacare and all these different bills. But then when you say, so you believe that health care should be right, they'll say, yeah. But then it's, okay, so do you believe that a person's money, you have a right to someone else's money? They'll say no. These people have no understanding of finances, no understanding. And they dumbed our education down to where they're winning because there's too many dumb – we had an argument yesterday saying that they want to raise the minimum wage, and Alex made a good point about, well, you got to deal with the Federal Reserve and inflation, and that's why $7 doesn't go as far as it used to, you know, 10, 20 years ago. They still were talking about raising the minimum wage. I was like, these people – It's no winning with them. It's just, it's emotion. It's all just, this person should be able to make it on a job, even if they dropped out of high school and they don't have any abilities, they don't bring any value to any business, but they still should be able to go out and pay half some business owner, take a hit so they can live. they have that moral right, and they think they, and liberals think they have the, I always claim to have the moral high ground on every issue. They think they have the most moral issue, and I think it's very arrogant that they think like that. They're not logical. They just think whatever we want as liberals is the most moral thing that it is, and it doesn't make sense. Screw the business owner.
I agree with everything Alabama just said, except for one thing. And that's, as far as, like, talking about pedophilia or something to that effect that we can all agree on that's morally incorrect, don't think for a second that the liberal won't switch around and change that up if it gives them an option at power and control. It's just like abortion. Who would have thought 50, 100 years ago that you could see a picture of a baby inside a womb and then put a clamp over its head and squish that head right off that body and call that moral? That's what we're doing today, and I could see pedophilia down the line become a moral act if it gives them power and control.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying at this point. I said 100 years ago, two men, they actually, that was it, 1971, they actually took out of the annals of being a mental illness to be homosexual. Once they did that, now they've taken pedophilia off of mental illness. They actually taken that away as a mental illness. But
they said that that was a mistake, Alabama. They said that was a mistake. So they said that that was a mistake. That was the journal of psychological something.
You don't make a mistake and take pedophilia. Okay, they tested the water.
I agree with that. I agree with you on that. I didn't think it was a mistake at all. I thought it was a trial balloon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, put it out there, and then it started getting ugly, and they pulled it back, same mistake.
Right. Yeah, that's what I thought it was. I thought it was a trial balloon because they made a clear.
Let me ask you this. These bankers and these people that run Hollywood have been known. What's the guy, Corey Feldman, that did Lost Boys and all, like, License to Drive back in the 80s? He talked about how they would rape him and his friends when they were little kids, these wealthy, ultra-wealthy people. You trace back in all societies, even from Nero all the way up, everybody that's at the top, the ultra wealthy, they have an affinity for little boys and little girls. They do this. This is what they do. So it's coming. I don't see they're gonna make it where it's not illegal. I think it'll get there one day. I know it sounds far fetched now, but
we're gonna have to go to the news right now. We'll be right back.
Leave the mic open.
Keep the mic on. Several people. Sorry about that, Alabama. I misconstrued what you said.
I feel like the whole liberal agenda is winning. I think they're winning because you could hit a liberal with some logic and with some facts and with some statistics, and they'll still like yesterday. I thought it was amazing. I was like, we just sat here and broke down that the average franchise owner only averages about $70,000 a year profit. And if you raise everyone's minimum wage by $5, that means he's breaking even, and they still were for it. Who's going to go out, take a loan, risk millions of dollars, risk their blood pressure, family, marriage, everything, to start a business just so they can walk out of there without a penny to rub together? So somebody else who hasn't taken any risk can walk out with more money than them. Who's that stupid?
They can't see past face value. They can't see past square one. They can't see the future past the heartstring pulling and all that other thing. They're worried about the worker that's making making some money and trying to support a family, but they don't think about the business that's possibly going to get hit so bad that eventually all of those workers at that business is going to go under, and they're all going to be unemployed government.
My thing is, if I can pay you a living wage, if you go and look at Walmart and McDonald's corporate and all these different places, there are people that are working within these organizations that are making nice, high salaries. The difference between that person and you, and it's not always black and white. There are people that are Arabs, Indians, Asians, people that they have education, they have ability that makes them marketable. Why not focus on making that person more marketable than trying to make the business? It's like trying to wag the dog with the tail, you know. It's just completely backwards.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, what people don't realize either is even if you're at McDonald's, if I have a college education and I can't find a job and I wind up at McDonald's, I'm going to do my damnedest to make sure that I'm successful at what I'm doing, because that's what I'm doing right now. And successful.
Look, I worked as a produce manager, and because I had a college degree, even though I was down and out at the time, I had my comedy club had closed up, I came in there making $15 an hour. I mean, that's just, and that was, so, it, why they were like, okay, this guy's educated, he's on businesses, we're getting a bonus here. So we're going to give this guy more than that. The guy next to me that's been working 3 years but doesn't have his degree. That's what the difference was. It's all about bettering yourself. It's not always going to get a brick and mortar degree. It could be a skill, a trait, you know, anything.
And that's just it. You can get a skill. You can get a skill. You can learn a business by working at you know, a convenience store. You can learn how that's run and apply that to your life in the future.
My thing is, you know, I came up in a family that always tell us, no, the world doesn't owe you anything. Don't expect something because you're black. You know, just go out and compete. They use the word compete a lot in my family. You know, and so that's how my brother and my older brother and my dad used to talk to me. So now I'm sitting out looking at things through those glasses. And to me, for the life of me, I have never seen someone refute that and say, well, that's not a good way to look at it. You should look at it like, you know, what's fair? Because fair is – life ain't fair. Look, if life was fair, I would have made it to the NBA. It's not fair.
Right, yeah.
You know?
I mean, do you, Alabama, in your life, any success, do you contribute at all to the community of your own accord?
Yeah.
Again, afternoon,
yeah,
Tracy and friends. And we're talking to you about what's on your mind. And so, quarter to the hour, 2 o'clock, just before the 2 o'clock news. And we were having a really good discussion, I think, because we're talking about, the things that are going on. And chat room, I want you guys to come back in. The numbers here are 1-347-945-5229. Alex, you are live, in case you didn't know it. And we have an unlisted caller there waiting. If you want to talk to us, you know to hit the number 1. Otherwise, you are welcome to wait out, hang and listen to the show, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, fellas, you are back up. And like, we don't have any women in the room today. We had my girl for a minute. So we are breathing a sigh of relief, man. No,
That means Steve won't call. Steve won't call if she ain't on here.
Hey, Alabama. I don't agree with you. Because, you know, because I like to hear from Diva. And if I don't hear from Diva,
and you can,
where are
you
at, Steve? I'm dogging you, man. I saw Steve out pimping the other night. So don't get it twisted. He gets around. Steve gets around. That's all I can say.
Were you listening yesterday, Jeff?
Yeah.
So you heard about the franchise owners with the McDonald's, and they feel like McDonald's talking about going back on strike, and people were like, well, they should make $12-$15 an hour to be able to spend working at McDonald's.
That craziness.
And you know what's funny? If you live in Montgomery, Alabama, you can. You come down here, you can rent a house, you can rent an apartment for $450 a month.
I mean, that's nothing unusual for here either.
Well, Jeff, there was an article we were talking about there during the break. It seems that liberals will continue to adhere to policies that affect the very people that they're trying to help. For instance, if you're taking a load of goods, and I used to work in the transportation field, if you're taking a load of goods to any store in New York City on a truck right now, the city of New York charges that truck $102. Just to come in and deliver the product there. Now, that a lot of people look at that and say, well, that's on the trucking company. The trucking company don't pay that.
Right.
They charge, you and I, the end users, pay that in higher costs for that product.
Right. That's who pays it.
I mean, they really do. I mean, the trucking company pays that $102, but believe they're going to recoup that $102 in a extra charge to the end user, whoever's shipping it or the receiver that's paying for it. But they're going to pay more for that same shipment now that it costs them $102 just to come in there. So guess what? That store or that owner, whoever's buying the product, they raise the price.
They raise that price.
So, but they continue to do that, like a minimum wage. It was never meant for you to work at McDonald's and support your family. That was an entry-level position, whether you was in college, needed extra money, or you're a kid like my son who's 17-year-old senior in high school looking for some pocket money that he can do the stuff that dad ain't going to give him no money
that's
for.
That's what my daughter did.
Now, you can. I've known people that went and started McDonald's and worked their way up, and I've known some that actually own franchises now at McDonald's.
Yeah, because that's what they wanted to do.
That's what they wanted to do.
But they worked toward that.
Right.
Okay, and they understand what the business is doing because they worked it from the bottom to the top.
Mm-hmm.
So they know what's going on. But, I don't understand liberalism on that case because they're actually pushing this. I mean, like they're going to push it, push it till it gets to the edge. Somebody's going to give us something.
Well, it's a feel good. You see, now that you were making $8, now you're going to make, $15 is what I keep hearing the number.
$15
an hour to flip burgers. You don't need that to make $15. You can make $15 an hour at Burger King and McDonald's right now in the Dakotas.
Absolutely.
And nobody told them they had to. That's what they have to do to get people to work.
Let me tell
you
something.
They have virtual zero unemployment in Dakotas. And why? Is because they're drilling in that Balkan shale oil out there. And you could go right now out there, live in your car and make $25 an hour, being what they call a
temporary worker.
Well, yeah, they got the people out in the field just cleaning up after the stuff.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
You know, I wonder what the shock is going to be if this were to go through, where they're getting $15 an hour for a baseline quick job at McDonald's or Wendy's or something like that. I wonder what the shock's going to be when they get promoted to manager and have all that extra work to do as manager and are still making the same amount of money.
Or just a little bit more.
If I'm that owner, I'm not paying anymore. I'm going, you're getting that minimum wage. Congratulations. You're making as much as the guy flipping burgers.
Mm-hmm. Local caller, you're in there.
Hey, this is Floyd. How you doing?
Hey, Floyd.
Hey, man, listen. Don't you think that they undermining everything? This is what I'm saying. Yesterday, I was trying to have a conversation about the rate of inflation. Now, the rate of inflation has always been going up, and if the minimum wage is where it's at right now, and which it is, I mean, and if we're living below the poverty level, don't you think, on account of the rich getting richer, that when they raise that minimum wage up, that they're not going to be losing nothing, that they have already made their money anyway? Have you ever stopped to think about that?
Yeah, but
they made their money anyway. This is why the rich is getting richer.
No, that's not why they're getting richer. You know why they're getting richer?
Why are they getting rich?
Because they have money and it's making money for them. That's what you don't understand. Because look at the stock market. Our government is pumping $85 billion a month into the economy.
And have been for years.
For a couple years.
For a couple
now,
years.
Where do you think that money is going?
Well, here's my thing. It's not a question of where it's going. I don't mean to skip over what you're saying. I think it's about...
It is a question of that.
I think it's about... Give me a fair chance to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's about the distribution of the money. Before we had millionaires, now we got multi-billionaires. You know what I'm saying? And if people working below the poverty level, I mean, they have, and if the rate of inflation is going up, the product that they are producing, they are getting paid more for it as the rate of inflation goes up. This is why the rich is getting richer and the poor is getting poorer. That's what Obama was talking about. What he was saying is about the distribution of money. It's not right.
No, he said
the middle class.
He said the redistribution of money.
The distribution of money.
Redistribution. And here's
distribution. Well, okay. Well,
there's a big difference. There's a big difference in how you say that.
I'm getting my words a little twisted up, but
no, you're straight.
What I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the middle class. They've taken out the middle class, and middle class is the poor man next door neighbor. That's why we're having the problems that we're having. So basically what I'm saying is what I was saying at first. The rich has already made their money. If they bring up that minimum wage, they're not going to lose nothing anyway because they done already made their money.
It's not that's not the way it works, Floyd.
Here's the way, Floyd, what I guess what Jeff is trying to say and what I've been trying to say is you're doing, this country was great because we had a strong middle class. The rich is always going to be rich. That's just the way it is. They're good at it. They invest their money. They have their money work for them. That's what Jeff was saying. However, we keep adhering. The people that are going to get hurt with Obamacare is not the poor, and it's not the rich. It's the middle class that is going to be hurt. And like you said, that middle class guy who most people, they tell you to have about 6 months of your salary cash on hand in case of an emergency. That way you ain't got to go in debt in your credit cards. Most of the middle class, they don't have that. I remember graduating college in 1992 from Kent, and my goal was to make $1,000 a week. I reached that the first year out of college. Then it was like, man, I'll really be rich if I can make six digits. Well, 5 years after that or 4 years after that, I was making six digits and was still – I wasn't rich. I was living in Chicago. I wasn't rich.
All relative.
Yeah, it's all relative. So, but we keep adhering to things because the rate of inflation that you see is not the actual rate that's out there. It's sort of like the unemployment rate. The unemployment, they say it's 7.2. That's a lie. Look at U6 on that, and that'll give you the actual unemployment. They have to keep – it's the same thing with GDP. For the last six, 7 decades, we've measured GDP by the same standard. But because our GDP is so bad, they rewrote the rules and what they're going to count as GDP back in July. So now – Obama can come on and say, look, the GDP is better this year than it was last year. Well, yeah, you're measuring it different. It's going to be better because you were the one that set up the rules.
Well, it's the same way with
– we can sit up here and we could go around about that because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a Democrat, but I listen to the show every day, you know, but I believe in, you know, I believe more or less, that's me, I more or less believe that if I talk to a Republican or a Democrat, it should be an open-minded conversation. And it should
be
trying to find ways to unite the country because that's the only thing that's going to get the country on track. All this big stuff that they're doing, and Republicans not liking Democrats, they need to stop that because we are called the United States, not the divided states.
Exactly, but there is a fundamental difference on the policies, though, caller. The homeowner was talking about how she's uncertain about the prices for gas. The business owner has got that same concern, and if he's got concern, he ain't going to invest in his money in business and grow it. The only thing that fixed this, the United States right now, it fixed crime, drug usage, everything, is a job. Ronald Reagan said it best. He said the best social program out there in the world he's seen was a job. Now, if you're doing and adhering to policies that are going to affect job creation, I don't care whether you're Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, but if you're doing that, you are destroying the fabric of the country and what's going to fix the country, which is because if unemployment all of a sudden was like it is in North Dakota, caller, in the entire country, right, you have a double whammy. You have more money pouring into the federal government and less going out in the spending. We've increased, what, twofold the amount of people on welfare in the last 5 years. That's a fact. That's not Democrat, Republican. It just happens to be a Democratic president that's overseen it. But that's a fact. Now,
you know what?
Yeah.
As far as all the presidents go, I heard what you said.
Right.
I think the best president that had the best control over the rate of inflation was Johnson. Because Johnson, what he did was he put a price freeze on everything. If you remember, Chuck, it was back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
When he put a price freeze on everything, and what happened was, as a result of him putting a price freeze on everything, and I think he brung the work wages up, it allowed everything to kind of catch up and balance out. I can't understand why it is the day that they can't do that. Why don't they just freeze the rate of inflation? Stop it.
Well, here's the reason being
and
is
everything else just come from the bottom up and catch up. Everything must come from the bottom up.
The difference, and I disagree with what you say, but the difference between 1960 and today is the dynamics are different. You got a company here in Youngstown that's competing with companies in Venezuela or in Georgia, for instance, or overseas in Japan.
Plus, you're not on the gold standard anymore.
Yeah. The other thing is, caller, it does not go from the bottom up. I have never, in my whole career of working since I was 14, ever got a job from a poor guy. No poor guy ever come to me and said, hey, Larry, I need my driveway shoveled. I'm going to pay you for it. He didn't have the money. He was poor. Now, the other guy that had money that would pay me for that. So it's got to be from the job creators. And I'm talking true small businesses, because if you look at a company, there's a nursing home business here I deal with here, and he's got six of them here in the Mahoning County, and he's got 450 employees. Technically, he's classified as a small business, and it's not. I'm talking the true mom and pop, the guy that's got 30 people maybe working in the shop for him, making widgets, whatever you want to, what he's making. That's a small business, and that guy is not hiring right now, caller. The reason being, he is uncertain if he, and he needs to hire. This guy I'm talking about, he makes tarts that cover all this, the open flatbed trucks and stuff like that. And he needs to hire, but it is better for him to pay these guys. And he's paying all his workers, and they've been with him a long time, 20, 30 hours overtime every week. Now, he knows that he needs to hire, but he's afraid to hire because he has no idea what it's going to cost him for that hire.
The reason why I said I think this case should come from the bottom up, and I'm just having an open-minded conversation, is because this country was built on the majority and the amount of people that was working, that was paying taxes into it. The majority of people are no longer working no more. And the majority of people that made this country come up, they were not poor people, but they were at the bottom.
This is what I'm going to do, caller. I need you to hold on. I need you to hold on because we're going to go to our top of the hour break. If you want, you can either hang up and call back, or we'll leave you on there. But we'll answer that on the other side. We'll answer that on the other side.
If you love the food and the home.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more.
Who's in here?
Yeah.
Hey, who is that?
Mike.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Not bad.
It's good. What's going on?
Just hanging in here. What are you up to?
About the same. I think I hear Alex on the line, too. Is that you, Alex?
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I got you, Alex. Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just listening in, checking you guys out. I was trying to chime in earlier, but I got a call that came in, but because I didn't really agree with what they were saying. They were talking earlier about legislating morality and shouldn't there be a societal standard and all that stuff. I personally don't think that there should be a societal standard. as soon as you create a societal standard, you start to promote intolerance, and we've seen how that plays out time and time again in several societies. I don't agree with having a societal standard about anything. Let everybody do what they want to do as long as they don't violate the rights of anybody else.
That's the thing that Jeff was talking about, and so was Alabama. It's kind of against it because we've all agreed that you can't legislate morality. But what the liberals have been doing for the past 100 years is legislating immorality. And that's what you get in a car accident there, Alex? You all right?
Yeah.
All right. But it's the fact that they're trying to let – there's no morality trying to be legislated on. It's all immorality that's been legislated on, and they're pushing it into law was the point.
Well, the problem is the laws that they institute are unconstitutional in the first place. So it's not – in my opinion, it's not even something we have to argue about. It's unconstitutional. Get rid of it,
Or is that a joke?
No, it's not a joke. I mean, if if laws are unconstitutional, then arguing the merits of the law is just diversionary. It's kind of like how that, like, let me give you an example. What liberals do, and Democrats, and even some Republicans, progressive Republicans, whatever, like when it comes to gun control, they'll suck you into arguments about, well, you know, what do you need an AK-47 for, or automatic to go hunting, or and all this stuff, when the purpose of the Second Amendment was to protect citizens from our own government, and especially if a foreign government. So all this talk about, you know, well, what do you need a gun with a magazine or a clip that holds, you know, 50 rounds? What do you need that for? It's none of your business what I need it for. And you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so
it's a new point.
Exactly. They right. suck you into these arguments, and that may sound like, you know, it may sound rational, but it really isn't. And so I find these kind of arguments all across the board, everything from health care to social programs to Second Amendment, privacy rights, Fourth Amendment, all this stuff. It comes back down to that, in my mind, is that, well, what does it matter? It's unconstitutional anyway. So unless you want to change the Constitution and get all the state legislatures or two-thirds or whatever to ratify your real agenda is, you know, just shut up. You know, you know what I'm saying? But they know that would never happen. It would never pass. If they came out and said, well, let's have this amendment and have the states ratified, it would never get ratified. So they got so they have to use these underhanded tactics and deceptive, these deceptive measures to get what they want done. And I just think that if we just called a spade for what they're doing, then, you know, we could eliminate a lot of this frivolous debate, you know.
You know what's funny is with the Second Amendment, and I've told people this quite a bit. I said the way it reads and the way it is it's the fact of really I should, there should be no question as to me right now being able to acquire a nuclear warhead on a missile. Okay, and I'm like, because that is an arm. I said the idea of the Second Amendment is exactly what you said, Alex. It's to take up arms against a tyrannical government should it become tyrannical. So for them to rule over what I'm allowed to have in my home to protect myself from a possible tyrannical government, which is them, makes absolutely no sense.
Exactly. Exactly. And I just think, you know, we have to apply that logic to everything. I mean, when it comes to health care and like this health care law and everything, I mean, it just makes absolutely no sense. For one, the government has no right to make laws that are this overbearing, you know. So, but we entertain it because it's supposed to be for some moral good.
Well, what a goofy ass program this is.
Back with a little bit of Christmas time coming up. It is December and it's past Thanksgiving, so Christmas music is officially allowed.
And it's Merry Christmas, too.
Merry Christmas, yeah, absolutely. Crazy Bill, I'm put something else in there.
Everybody taking it. They don't want you to say Merry Christmas.
No, they don't want to say.
Could you imagine if somebody was try to take out, what is that, As-Salaam Aleikum?
Yeah.
And you told people they couldn't do that? That'd be the outcry?
Damn, do you know what kind of mess it would be? Aleikum Salaam, and that's what it would be. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We're here. We're talking to you, and we want to hear from you and tell us what you're thinking. Bill came up with something. It wasn't Johnson that froze the wages and the prices. It was Nixon. And Nixon froze Nixon's wage and price freeze. He did do something really wild, and that was he took us off the gold standard, but it allowed us to have that much more money printed because we are the petrol. We were the petrodollar and the strongest nation on earth at the time, where that is fastly becoming not so right now. Now, who's making all that noise? 330-720, you are in the air.
Am I there?
Yes, you are.
Oh, my God. I listened to you guys. Where did you guys come from, for crying out loud? Let me ask you a question. Why do you try to find your religious moralities on me, and I don't believe yours?
Wait a minute. I don't do that.
You're not? You're trying to do it for the government. You're not?
No.
I
can't hardly hear you. You're connected. Are you on speakerphone?
Yes, I'm on my car.
It's kind of real like a scratchy sound in
your background.
Your background is really bad. We can hardly hear what you're saying. But I don't want to impose my views on you. I want this. I want a very mild societal standard of decency, indecency. I don't care what you like to do in your bedroom. It's none of my business.
All right.
But when you want to come out and you're going to make somebody accept and say that what you do is normal, I say, hell no, we don't go. I'm not going that way. You're not. I don't accept you. What you do is your business.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm not mad at you for doing it. That's your business. But the thing is you don't have the right to tell me that I have to accept you for what you do there. You don't have the right to tell me that I'm wrong because I believe that a God created the earth. And then you're going to tell me in school that if I want to have that taught alongside with evolution, that mine is not a science when mine is more scientific than yours is.
What is? See, what's more scientific? You're just
creation.
Do you wait, Jeff? The Bible.
We can't hear you.
Who wrote the Bible, Jeff? Who wrote the Bible?
Wait a minute. I can't hear you. You're going to have to pick up your phone.
I said, because who wrote the Bible?
I know what you said, but everybody else can't hear you either because you're coming across really scratchy.
If you're talking about the King James Version of the Bible, then I should burn that one.
I don't care nothing about... Listen.
The Bible should be burnt.
Look, my friend. Look, my...
I don't care about the King James Version of the Bible or burnt. I mean,
I'm going to have to cut you.
The Bible is not believed. Okay?
Okay. Doc, I'm going to say it like this. Please give me a better phone line and call me back. I could care less about versions of the Bible. I'm very familiar with a whole lot, not all, but a whole lot of versions. I study from a Greek study Bible. I study from a lot of different things, as far as that goes, including some of the books that aren't in the Bible. And so, therefore, like the Maccabees, like the Book of Jasher, like the Book of Enoch. Okay, so I'm not trying to make you believe my story. I said I believe scientifically in the story of creation because your theory of evolution does not work. It doesn't work at all, and there's no evidence of it. Period. But, of course, you're going to say I'm wrong. Local caller, you're in there.
Hi, Jeff. It's Dee. I'm back.
Hey, Dee.
Okay, I had to call and defend you.
Oh, man.
You are not forcing your opinion. You're speaking your values and your opinion. You're not forcing it. Anybody can say, you know, whatever they want.
Exactly.
But the thing, you know, we had this discussion over my cousins on Thanksgiving Day. Just as you said, what happens in the bedroom is a private thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have enough sense to know when we go to the bathroom that we don't have to tell people, I'm going in that bathroom to urinate, or I'm going in that bathroom to have a BM, or I'm going in that bathroom to pick my nose, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We just know you're going to the bathroom. And it should be that same way with going to the bedroom. Whatever you choose to do in your bedroom is a private matter. But when you want me to endorse it, that's where we have to draw the line.
Mm-hmm.
And as Christians, I'm concerned, and we had the other gentleman who called from down south, and I agree with him. We have, as Christians, we have really failed to hold the line in expressing our values and voting our values.
Absolutely.
And God forgive us.
God forgive us is right.
But we have to do something now. And my feeling is too many Christians are confused about this idea of not judging. So when it comes down to people throwing that back in a Christian's face and saying, well, you're judging me. No, I'm not judging you. God alone judges you. That means that he passes a sentence on you about whether you are to live or to die.
That's what people...
forgiven or condemned, and that is not for me. That is not my domain, nor any Christian's domain, because we don't know the heart of a man or a woman. We don't know if they'll come to a repentant attitude, and God will, you know, God will always honor that. If we repent, it means that we change, and we go God's way, not our way. But I think today, in these voting on these issues, people are wanting us to say, well, I would never practice that, but, you know, I'm not going to judge you, so if you want to practice that, I'm okay with that. And we cannot do that. We cannot say, you know, that we would vote in favor, say, of gay marriage, abortion, whatever. We can't endorse it. We have to say, I'm sorry, you will choose your way, but your way is unacceptable to me, and I can't back it. I can't endorse it. I can't vote.
Yeah, and I'm not accepting it. And not only that, if I have a church organization, you're not going to go and make me have to deal with you on a certain level either. Those are the things we're talking about, that they say we can't legislate morality, but yet they legislate immorality on us.
Well, that's it. Look how many ministers are going to be put to the test of, you know, will you perform a marriage? And, you know, for a same-sex couple. And the bottom line is, I'm sure that there will be people who they can find who will do that for them, but they're going to sue the person who won't. And you figure, what is godly in that? You know, why would you want to ruin somebody who's standing on their principles and values?
You know,
somebody who would be willing to go along with you.
I'd like to add, too, why are conservatives always on our heels? Why are we always on the defense when we defend things like killing babies in the womb and things of that sort? Why are we always the ones considered evil? For because we don't turn around and call the left evil for that stuff. Why am I always called evil for being against things like abortion? I don't understand why we're always on the defense is my problem.
I agree with you there. Shouldn't be on the defense. I think I've taken it to the level as far as abortion. Let's call it what it really is, and it's the murder of the unborn, and it's not a fetus. It's the murder of the unborn. Now, you're either for that or against that. Now, if you're for that, then that's something that you and God will have to rectify when you are judged. But I'm tired of the left being able to control the English language and the definition of what it is. You know, gay used to be you were happy. you know, or marriage was always between a man and a woman. So I want to take back that power and the usage of that power, and I'll go one step further, Jeff. You know, I think it was Whitlock, Jason Whitlock, who's a really good writer. I played against Jason when he played at Ball State. But he took Charles Barkley and some other African Americans to task on the N-word.
Right.
You know, my brothers and I, we eliminated that, and I was guilty. You know, I figured, you know.
We all were.
So the English language is powerful, and the words that you use are powerful. And so as far as me specifically, I was my whole thing on abortion, I bought into the left's mantra of it's a woman's body and her right to choose, until a guy that I have a great deal of respect for, Ken Blackwell. And Ken did not try to change my opinion on abortion. He gave me some tasks to do to read up on Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, eugenics, and he said, then you come back to me and tell me how you feel about abortion. And so I did. I read it up, and you know, I was like, oh, my. You know, I had no idea that there was that kind of evil people out there. And that's where Planned Parenthood evolved. It was from evil, evil, vile people. And it's funny that you go into an African-American neighborhood, and you may not be able to find a credit union, but you can find a liquor store and an abortion clinic in almost every neighborhood that we have across this country.
Every single poor neighborhood in America.
In America. So let's call it what it is. It's the murder of the unborn child, and you're either for that or against that.
There you go.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
How you doing, Jeff?
Good, my friend. What's going on with you, Alex?
Yeah, I want to tell you what's wrong with y'all so-called conservatives.
don't lump me in that. But you don't read my Facebook, man. Or you would not come like that at me.
I'm not even on Facebook no more, man. But yeah, here's the thing. Here's what's wrong with conservatives, Republicans, you know, whatever. You guys confuse values for principles, okay? And here's an example of it. Like when it comes to like Common Core education, right, the Common Core standard. Now, there are some noble things in Common Core, and so some people actually who value education are a lot of people are getting behind them. Like a lot of conservatives, notable conservatives like Jeb Bush, are getting behind Common Core because it does reflect some of his values. But here's the problem: he has no principles, because this something like that. Your principles should tell you that even though it you know the objectives or the goals of it may reinforce some of my values, my principles should tell me that this is something that the government should not be in. And so tomorrow when the next president gets in there that I may not like, who doesn't have my values, what is he going to do with education now that the government has its tentacles around everyone's education? And so this is the problem with conservatives. They confuse principles for values. And
hold that thought. We're going to be right back, man. We're going to be right back.
All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly hand wash and wax.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit AIWHealth.com.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austintown designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
We are going to come at you politically. I wish I could do everything possible to sabotage your agenda, because your agenda is anti-American, because your agenda is anti-free market and anti-private property, because your agenda is an attack on the individual. I personally will do whatever I can to sabotage such an agenda, to obstruct it, to divert it, because I'm coming after you all the time.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And we're back afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Alex, I'm going to tell you, come on back and try to make your point again. You're listening to us on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, on Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends, and also at TracyandFriends.com. So I want to have everybody, let's take part in this a little bit more. I'm not talking about right here on the radio necessarily. I'm saying that we need to start taking part in our government and talking to our people and getting these ideas out to them, because it is so stupid what I'm hearing. And I watch people say on Facebook and answers they come back with to me when I tell them that this law we're dealing with, this healthcare law, is a mess, total. But Alex, you make your point. I don't want to take away from your point.
Well, I mean, essentially that the problem is people they confuse values for principles. Like I said, one example is a Common Core. It has a lot of noble goals, and that may reinforce a lot of conservative values for a strong education. But where do your principles lie? Do you, you have to ask, do you have any? I mean, because if we read the Constitution, our principles should be that, yeah, that's, we want strong education, but the government is not supposed to have this far-reaching ability into our education. And so what's going to happen when the next guy gets in office and he doesn't have your same values? And that's the problem. You know, we have to uphold the principle, not what our values are, because they change in the wind. I mean, 50 years ago, half the country thought it was okay for black people to hang from trees, but and those were the values back then. And so values change all the time, but the principle is protecting people's human rights or constitutional rights. And, you know, that's just it. You know, and another example is like this whole gay marriage thing. Now, yeah, gay marriage does not jive with most conservative people's values. But what's the principle here? Now, gay marriage, well, just marriage licenses in general, the only reason the government got involved was to it was wrong in the first place. They got involved to prevent black and white people from intermarrying, and that was the reason why marriage licenses were the primary reason in most of the states to prevent that from happening. You know, you need a marriage license, and so now that government intrusion has, you know, it's now we're seeing, you know, just that involvement has unintended consequences. Yeah, it took several decades for those consequences to rear its head, but now, see, the government, there's a thing called equal protection under the law in our constitutions, and so if the government is in the business of handing out marriage licenses, then it cannot deny any citizens marriage licenses. So the principle is get government out of the marriage and leave it to the churches and the free associations of the people. But what conservatives do, just as guilty as liberals, is they want to use the government to force people to their values. And that's the problem, because people confuse values with principle.
Okay, can I respond to Alex?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. When it comes to and he's right, there is a lot of confusion with value versus principle, and I get that. But when you use an example like Common Core, I'm sorry, Alex, I've talked to 20 teachers from probably about 8 different school systems. I made this a little project of mine. And 18 out of the 20 said that they loved the Common Core idea when it first came out and when it was pitched to them. They've been teaching it for about 3 years now here in these areas, and they tell me that it's not a system of teaching, it's a system of preaching, because there's no real teaching involved. This is a way to get an idea of what a child is going to be like in later life so they know how to place them in society. That's a little thing called socialism, and principally I'm against that idealism. So Common Core is a horrible idea. Go ahead.
Not only socialism, it's communism, because communism seeks to decide for you what you're going to be. You have to understand, and for those that say that they're Christians, understand that that has nothing to do with God, nothing to do. And so when you do this stuff and you start putting this stuff in order, you have two situations that you're dealing with here. You have to understand that you cannot call yourself a Christian and support the things that God said was wicked and evil. Now, if you're not a Christian, I understand you, and I am not mad at you for what you think and believe. I'm not mad at the people that believe in global warming. I think you're crazy, but I'm not mad at you. And I like you, and I could hang out with you and be friends with you and go do stuff. But you know what? I would still think that when it comes to that, boy, you don't reason very well, do you? And reasoning is what we're talking about. We're talking about critical thinking. And Alex, I know where you're coming from with the Common Core. It does have some lofty things that, but understand one thing, Deacon is 99% good corn, and then it, the rest of it is one ingredient. 1% of it is an ingredient that destroys you, and that's strychnine.
I don't want people to think that I support Common Core, because I don't. I was just making a point that that one very notable conservative, Jeb Bush, is all behind Common Core, and he's writing all kinds of letters.
Not a conservative.
Well, he's considered a conservative in most Republican circles. Come on.
Let's be real. So is Chris Christie.
I'm just making a point that a lot of people consider him a conservative, and he supports Common Core because he says his values as a conservative is, strong education, blah, blah, blah. I don't agree with Common Core either, but I'm just making a point that people confuse values for principle. And, so as a Christian, no, you shouldn't be made to support anything that conflicts with your beliefs. But, if we uphold our principles that the nation was founded on, no one should be forced to do that either.
But again, what I'm saying with Common Core is it's not going against my principle. It's actually my principles to be against Common Core, for the simple reason of this country gives the path to anybody, whether they graduated from high school or not, to be able to go ahead and make something of themselves in whatever area of work that they decide to do and rebuild themselves and reinvent themselves throughout their life. Common Core teaches a whole different idealism. Instead of being able to give those people that path, they are trying to pick the path for them and force them into servitude into that path. That's going against principle.
Well,
I agree with that too.
Yeah, no. Yeah, and for all intents and purposes here, Alex is very reasonable, except when it came to Gary and what's his name for president. But other than that,
try to change the educational system, because it's wild that we're still. And I'm talking about the high school level here, or the K-12, and we're still on a calendar that was meant 70, 80 years ago when we needed the kids in the fields for harvesting and planting. I've just recently, in the last decade, you've had some schools start to try to get away from that, but you have to do it in a state that's what do you call it, Jeff? Where the union's not that strong.
Right to work state. Mm-hmm.
Because if you try to do that here in Ohio, go year round school. You'd be like, if Kasich was to do that, it'd be like Proposition. What was that?
Out in California.
Yeah. Man, I tell you, it's crazy. But you talk to teachers today, and mostly the younger teachers, they'll tell you the first half of the school year, the first 3-4 weeks when they come back from their summer break, they're catching the kids up on everything that they forgot when school ended in May. You know what I mean? In June.
Yeah, right.
But go to year-round, and it's not that they're year-round. They have breaks in North Carolina, for instance. I think North Carolina is one of the states that have all year round school, but they'll go 2 months, be off for a month, come back another two. You know what I mean? That type. They have the regular break that they have, so it's not like you're going to throw another 200. Or I think what the teachers here, 181 in the state of Ohio, Jeff. They actually work.
Right.
So you're not going to change that. You're just going to spread it out to where they don't have 3 months to forget everything that they've done. But try to get that passed because the strongest union out there right now is not the UAW or the United Steelworkers. It's the NEA.
330-261, you're in there.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
The soft-spoken gentleman that talked about, I think, third man back, he got it right. This country was just a big experiment. It was just a big experiment. Now you've added another flavor to it, and now we got confusion. I cannot really, one guy mentioned about people leaving the South coming up north. That's why people left the South, because they was making them work in the fields. That's why they came up north. And why can't the United States of America be one of those nations that refuse to serve God but decide to say we can do this ourselves? Because I can remember as a child, I was made to go to school. People were made to go to war. That was all right then, but it ain't now. I understand why y'all talking about y'all freedoms being violated. This United States of America is a big experiment.
Well, whether it's an experiment or not, we have a very good thing going with it, and that is that we have a system that actually works to where you and I are retired. You know what I'm saying? So,
what I'm saying, it works well.
But the thing is, you're tearing it apart, and you got a person in there now that is ripping it to shreds, just like if you took old sheets and you just started tearing them. That's what's going on with the fabric of the country. That's what the people are saying.
We don't want to work physically anymore. That's what's wrong with the country. Everybody wants to make money sitting on their butt. Everybody can't make money sitting on their butt. Somebody has to get down in the dirt.
Well, not me. I love working. I love working physically. I love working with my mind. I love doing it all.
Well, create a job.
I have several.
Well, I'm gonna create a job if you love the country so much. Create a job for the country.
Here's the thing. Well, the first guy
that started a steel mill, he didn't have the country in mind. He started a steel mill. He was making some money in his garage, and it sprung out. But now you got a society where people want clean air, clean water. I mean, forget the physical labor. But everybody's not going to make money sitting behind the computers, sitting behind a desk, sitting behind a truck. It ain't going to happen that way. Somebody's going to have to get in the trenches.
I hear what you're saying, caller, but the problem is, name me a show today that anybody watches where it glorifies that guy that's going out there with the lunchbox like my father did and heading off to work, coming home, providing for his family. No, the shows that you see on TV that our young are watching, you have a girl that goes out, makes a sex tape, and that's her claim to fame, and all of a sudden she's what our girls should aspire to be.
Well, those are the
Kardashian. That's all her she did, right, Jeff?
Right.
That's all she did. Do a second tape.
Those are the popular shows. There are shows, though, you look at like Deadliest Catch or something like that on Discovery Channel that aren't as popular with the younger crowd.
All that stuff is fake. That's all fake stuff here, man. There ain't too many folks going out on no water, especially doing what those guys do. That's far and in between. That's why they make the kind of money they do. But if certain people had their way, they wouldn't pay those guys a dime.
I mean, but what guys? I mean, what guy pay what guys are done?
The ones that's going out doing the work.
Hold on, we're going to suspend that one, okay. We're not going to news. We're going to hang out for a little while longer.
Well,
oh, man. So.
That's right. Well,
Jeff, to a certain extent, I can agree with what he's saying because, you know, down here, you know, you've got individuals that don't want to work. I mean, I see them walking through my complex every day. But you've got folks that want to employ people, but they can't find the employees. But, you know, at what point do we stop coddling these guys just walking around with their pants hanging off their butt and not working? I mean, you got to find something productive to do.
Well, let's be honest. We should be, especially at the high school level, not telling every kid that they need to go to college to be successful, because that's not true, you know. And let's be also honest. Not every kid that's going to high school right now is college ready or college material. Period. But they may be good at building stuff or doing stuff. And we should take away the stigma that Votech. You know what I mean? Because I know a lot of welders right now in Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia that are making PhD type of money, putting metal to metal. That's true.
In schools here,
but we need to tell our kids about it. And there's nothing negative if you say you're a plumber or you're a pipe fitter or you know whatever it is that you're doing, Jeff.
Right.
Because there's these welders are making an insane amount of money right now.
Right. Because they need
it. But they even hijacked that, though, Jeff. They even hijacked that with a kid that's in the classroom that is truly struggling and having some issues. They hijacked that by giving the kid a 50 if he makes a zero. You know, they're not teaching them.
Yeah, that's what I have the problem with Common Core, because
they're doing that from the district level, from the school board level. That's not in the classroom. The teachers aren't wanting to do that. My wife's a teacher; she doesn't want to do that.
You know what I find ironic too is the fact that like what Larry was talking about, we only preach that you have to go to college to make money in school, and it's true, that is what they preach. The ironic thing is once you go to college and you know are lucky enough to make that money, they call you the evil rich and try to tax the crap out of you.
Exactly.
I still believe this is the best country in the world to live in.
Absolutely.
Because in India, you're born into that caste system.
Oh, my God.
And that's where you stay. There is no upward mobility.
No.
I got friends of mine that I grew up with that they're making a whole bunch of money. And so I don't buy into that product of your environment either. You know what I mean? I've always heard that, oh, well, he had a bad upbringing. I know a lot of guys that have bad upbringings that are multimillionaires now.
Well, let me ask you guys a question, though. Like, with our education system, I think it would be structured better if we don't try to force everybody down the same path. I think once you get to a general education around eighth grade, the last 4 years should be focused on mastering a certain craft, and I think that's why other countries beat us in tests, because they take our average across every child, and they go up against their kids that are great in math and great in reading. So, yeah, they're going to out-test us. But if you take it and specialize, then we test around the top on a lot of these things. So
you're exactly
that's why
right.
These countries, they've been out-testing us for years, and yet they can't overtake our economy, because it takes more to run a business than knowing how to do a math equation.
Right.
Alabama, that's an excellent idea. That is an excellent idea. But the problem comes in when you try to do that, they always throw the race card in there saying that you're trying to track all black kids into becoming nothing but
– you could be a mechanic and then wind up getting into IT later on. No one says you have to be locked into a certain
No. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is groups like the ACLU brought suits against them doing that, stating that, well, you got so many black kids going into those kind of fields, that they thought that they were tracking these kids and setting these kids up so that's the only job that they could have. You know, and in some cases you have situations where teachers would tell kids, you don't need to ascribe, you know, try to be no doctor, no lawyer. You need to go ahead and try and be, a laborer or something like that. Yeah, you had those situations.
Well, you ask the child what they want to be. You ask them what they want to be, and in the last 4 years is spent going in that direction. If they don't meet certain criteria, then they have another – it's ways around. You can have 4 and 5 different choices. And if by that first year, that first year is the gatekeeper, if they come in and they're not – doing what they're supposed to do, they're not good at doing what they're supposed to do, then they have something else they go into. But you can't just say, if you force a child into being a mechanic. My cousin dropped out, he literally has an 8th grade education, and he's a millionaire. He makes $30,000, $40,000 a month selling cars and fixing cars. That's all he does.
Yeah.
In Japan, Jeff, and the guys – you know, the competition over there, they go to school 7 days a week. And the goal is to get into high school. That sounds crazy, but that's their goal. Because if you don't pass a test to get into high school, that means you're not going to go to college. And if you don't go to college, that means you're going to be a part of the working class. So the competition is fierce, very fierce.
Well, they've been trying to do some of what you guys are talking about. It's called STEM schools. You see a lot of them in the inner cities. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So as a kid in the sixth, seventh grade that showed an aptitude for one of those subjects, they were kind of carved off and put into one of these STEM schools. Now, they've had varying degrees of success, and there's some great ones across the country and would be in areas that you typically wouldn't think that would have good education. And like I said, most of them are in our inner cities.
But look at Thomas Edison and Nikola Tesla. These guys were hands-on in the third grade, fourth grade. They were actually working, building stuff. By the time Tesla got to America, he knew how to build stuff from scratch with his hands. That is what's lost. That's why America rushed past everybody, because people were working with their hands. They were working on the spot, and if they wanted to try something, they just go do it. We don't do that anymore. Now we just sit in the classroom till you're 30 years old.
And that's exactly what it is, too, is that we put too much emphasis on schooling. There's plenty of people I know that are geniuses that can do calculus and do some of the most amazing things as far as, you know, what education would teach, and they don't have a high school diploma. So we're losing a lot of people who could be doing these jobs because we're putting such an emphasis on, do you have a degree? If you don't have a degree, go and pick up a shovel. These people can do these jobs even if they don't have the degrees. And I think these schools, like the STEM school you're talking about, is a detriment because of that. We're just putting too much of an emphasis on it.
I think the STEM school, I mean, if a child, this is what I'm saying. If I'm not good at math, I'm a great mechanic. I'm going to probably wind up, you got kids like that drop out of school. But that kid, if he knew in the eighth grade going up to the 12th grade, he's going to be a mechanic. And he got a chance to literally work in working, you know, as a mechanic. Now he has a viable option when life get hard. Look, I know how to cut hair. I know how to do certain carpet. I do certain things. If life, I can actually go do that. A lot of people can't
Alabama.
Do that.
Nowadays, they try and track those kids and say that they are ED, LD, ADHD, and try and get them an SSI check. That stops the process, right?
Well, no, they shoot them up with a bunch of drugs.
They shoot them up. 20%
of our boys are on psychotropic drugs right now. So that's the problem. I mean, because I don't think – I knew kids that were in LD back in the day that were brilliant. Like, you talk to these guys, they were very advanced. They just weren't good students. They learned slower than other people on certain issues.
No doubt. But
I saw that. I'm like, oh.
That was sick. There's lots of stuff going on in the studio, y'all. So don't pay attention. But Alabama, you know, we have some of the smartest people in the country on this radio show, and that is awesome if you ask me, because you know it is absolutely key that we start thinking our way out of this. We have to start thinking how to get past this, and some of us need to write this stuff down so that we have it. Local caller, you're still in there, by the way. Your thing too. I'm just tripping. I have some very stupid people on my Facebook. I mean, they are stupid. But I'm just gonna leave it alone. Tracy said I can't say that over the air, so I'm not gonna say stupid. I'll say el stupido. How about idiotos?
My question is, Jeff. You know, like your dad. Okay. You know, I don't know if he came from down south and went up there, or he was born up there. But there had to be something that motivated him and made him want to become, you know, a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, what is different now than it was then with him?
Go ahead.
I mean, what's the difference?
Well, here's the thing I'll say. My father had nobody to lead him and guide him into being a lawyer, except that you can say God did, because he had a dream at age of seven that's what he was supposed to be, as a lawyer. And so he aptly went and got himself together and went downtown during summer vacation and watched cases in the court whenever he could. Now, with that in case, there's lots of motivating factors, and we have to understand that there's some things you just cannot. You just cannot explain away. If we don't change our basic way of doing things, we're going to lose a lot of people, and we're going to make life so unsafe for us. It's going to be so unsafe. So what I'm trying to say is, if they're building prisons off the second and third grade test scores of inner city youth, guess what? They know what the heck they're doing, because they use statistics and they figure out the outcomes of these things and where they're going. And there's no escaping that. We better change something, or else we're going to be hit as a people. We got to stop the craziness. Stop the craziness and get to the things that matter.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jeff.
You're in
there's an old saying, you know, it rolls downhill.
Yeah. Yeah, it all rolls downhill. Hold on, Sal.
And the local...
Oh, go ahead. Finish your statement, man, then I get the local caller comes right in.
Yeah. It all rolls downhill, and when it gets to the bottom, it sits there and it stinks. And that's where we're at. We're at the bottom.
We're at the bottom, my brother. Unfortunately. Go ahead, local caller. I'm sorry.
Jeff, how are you today?
Wonderful.
I just wanted to know if you were excited as I am about the new car that Chrysler and General Motors went in together and they're making now.
No, I'm not.
I'm excited. I'm going to order me one.
What is it?
It's called an Obama. It only makes left-hand turns, and it has that new reusable fuel, very cheap. It runs on BS.
Okay. Like
and,
that.
And if you're broke down beside the road, you're not really broke down because it has all government computers in it. And you just call 1-800-OBAMA if you're pulled off the side of the road, and the government will tell you, you are not broke down.
they don't have the Obama star system in there?
I guess. I don't know. It's new. You know, Chrysler and GM is making it, and they're going to build it in a proven place. They're going to build it in Detroit.
Well, yeah. It just went bankrupt today, by the way.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. Nobody.
I thought I'd leave you with that.
Man, I like that. The Obama mobile.
Yeah.
If you break down, all you have to do is speaking to the Obama star right up over your...
1-800-OBAMA.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you know, you might not have your phone with you. They do have it. They do have it right over there. Because they're looking at you. They're watching you every moment. It's got a special NSA system in it, so don't worry about that.
There you go. Hey, thank you, Jeff.
All right, buddy. You have a good one.
You too.
Oh, man, call us, 412-843-ALABAMA. You're in the air. 626, do you want to talk, or are you just hanging in with us today? Because usually you push that one, and I can talk to you, but you must be busy, so that's all good. That's all good. Oh, man, I have so many people. If you guys really want to see liberals try to get into something and explain, and they can't. So this is what they do. They always start calling you names. Whatever it is, you are going to get called a name. I'm a store-bought N-word. So you know who you're talking to. Your host today, Mr. Jeff, is a store-bought N-word. But you didn't know that, didn't you? The Republicans bought me. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm one of the ones from the South.
I know. I'm an Uncle Tom. I'm a Sambo, and guess what else? I'm something else. I can't think of what the other one was. But I get that, because every time I bring up the truth, they get tripped out.
Yeah.
I mean, they just lose their minds.
Look, there's a lot, mm-hmm. a lot. Then
right.
Why is it so hard? Why is it so hard for folks to admit the man called and the man told a big lie several times?
There's this guy in dreads that is from the left, and he actually made this statement, I think, on MSNBC, that we can put up with Obama's lies because we really know that his lies, he really means and intends us well.
Say
now,
what?
It's a black guy with dreads. It's on my Facebook. Somebody sent it to me, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
So an Obama lie is better than the Republican truth. Is that stupid or what?
All the time, my friend. All the time. And so, but with that, I'm going to have to bid everybody good day. You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Tracy will be back tomorrow. And I don't know who she has on here tomorrow, but it's going to be good, and it's going to get exciting, and we're going to have some fun. So we will see you tomorrow afternoon with Tracy and Friends, Jeff in the air chair. Callers, we love you. God bless you, and hope that you tune in again tomorrow, and we'll talk again. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends.
Listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website.